Chapter 5. Jerry. He was just getting set to bunk down for the night, and there she was, checking up on him. He'd just gotten done on the truck, taking the engine loose, not from its mounts, but unhooking all the smog and the wiring, all of which there was way too much of, not like the old days. And he'd gone into the garage, rolled out an old oriental rug in a corner against a wall, barely got his eyes closed. She came in, flipped on the lights, made him blink. It's only me, ma'am. Jerry, just taking a quick break. Just a nap. Then I'll get some more work done on the truck. I know you've been living here in my garage. No, ma'am, just a quick nap. Then where are you staying? Down at the shop where I work. They let me sleep on the couch in the waiting room. Get up, I'll drive you down there. Darn. They drove in silence down the Camino, the main street of town, a ghost town at this hour. The street was long and deserted, with traffic lights changing color for no reason he could see. Darn good car you got here. Old green Dodge Dart. Serve you forever if you took care of it. Heck, even if you didn't. That's supposed to be some kind of sarcastic? No, man. No, ma'am. I mean it for a fact. That slant six engine, best they ever made. Couldn't kill it if you tried. Silence. I know you don't like me. It's not that. What then? Look, Jerry, standing at a red light, idling. Even though there was no one around, no one to go in the green while they waited. I'm trying to raise that boy on my own. No help from nobody. I can't watch him all the time. I don't mean no harm to your son. You don't mean none. Light turned, squeal of her tires. Just hit the gas too sudden. She pulled up in front of the Quickie Lube in Tune. It was cold out there. He didn't want to get out. Kind of thought he wouldn't have to anymore. No more sleeping out in the cold. He didn't really have a key to the shop. Would never in a million years have told his bosses he needed that couch to sleep on. Thanks for the ride, ma'am. I don't have anything against you personally. I don't. Right, whatever. He stepped out of the warm car into the wind. A minute later, she was behind him. Look, Jerry, in a different world, who knows? We could have been friends even. It's just that... He spun around. She had to look at his face, only for a second, then at his shoes. If only she wouldn't have looked at his shoes. He hadn't had enough money to replace the old sneakers. Saw a great pair of lace-up work boots, but couldn't afford them. But tomorrow, tomorrow would be payday. Pleased to hear you say that, ma'am. The way you've been acting, I'd have thought only one of us is people. I never meant that. Never meant it. She turned to go back to the car. He turned to watch her go, so they both saw it, like a long streak, starting at the top of the sky, drifting down, but fast, lighting up the night like lightning, a ball of fire with a tail. Holy cow, she said. Did you see that? What was that, a comet? Meteor, maybe, I don't know. When I was a kid, we used to call that a falling star. I used to think if you saw one, you'd get your wish. You know, like all your dreams come true. She turned back to look at him, all softness in her face. Maybe it had never occurred to her that homeless people used to be kids or wanted their dreams to come true like everybody. She said, don't you hate moments like this? What moments is those, ma'am? When you get that feeling like we're all just the same? No, ma'am, I like 'em. Well, good luck. Ma'am? What? I get my first paycheck tomorrow, and I'll go get a cheap room. Be out of your hair. Your boy won't be sorry he made the effort. I don't think you will either. I'll do just what I'm supposed to do. Pass it along, you know. She stood there a long time, like she was trying to decide whether to say something or not, and she said it. Will you explain to me about that? How that paying forward thing goes? He kind of blinked. Didn't he tell you? I didn't exactly ask. From those who knew Trevor speak. So I explained paying forward to her. I got me a stick, sketched it out in the dirt, in the dark. We both had to squint to see. It was cold, but she had a choice. Could have been home in a warm house. That made a difference. How do I know why? I drew them three circles and explained them, like the kid explained them to me. See, this one, that's me, I said. These other two, I don't know. Two other somebodies, I guess, that he's gonna help. See, the trick is, it's something big, a big help, like you wouldn't do for just anybody. Maybe your mother or your sister, but nobody else. He does that for me. I got to do it for three others. Other two, they got to do it for three others. Those nine others, they got to do it for three others, each. That makes 27. Now, I ain't so good with math, but that kid, he worked it out. It gets real big, real fast. Like you can't believe how fast. Up in the thousands in no time. So I'm on my knees there, drawing all these circles in the dirt, counting by threes, running out of dirt. You can't believe how fast. We're looking at these circles, thinking this whole thing could be great, except it won't be. Because, well, we all know it won't. Because people, they won't really pay it forward. They will take your help, but that's all. I knew we were both thinking that. And then the sky lit up again. So two big comets. That's a lot. Spooky. You know it's a big world out there, bigger than we think. Then she starts to tell me it's hard for her to talk to that kid. I couldn't believe it. Telling me. Me. She says he's just like his father that way. She hates to question him. Can't get mad at him. Don't want to seem like she don't trust him. So things just go by. She just lets them go by. She told me all this. It's like we were, I don't know, communicating for the first time about all kinds of stuff. It was so amazing. I told her I was gonna do big things. Maybe not big to somebody else, but from where I was, get me an apartment, drive a Dodge Dart. She could said I could have hers, dirt cheap. I told her again how tomorrow was payday. Payday, the day everything changes. After a while, it was all the same stuff we was saying, over and over, but I liked it anyway. After a while, she went home. But after that, the night was, like, different. Like, not so, you know, cold or something.